There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Republicans yesterday adopted a new platform, but some GOP teachers say they're not pleased with the party's priorities for education. From the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, Amanda Vinicky reports.
The platform supports school vouchers and merit pay for teachers. Jerome Hoynes is against both.
If you choose to send your son or daughter to an independent or a religious school, that's your right, but you should pay for that or earn scholarship or win scholarships to go. And so when they start supporting these schemes, it's just disappointing because to set up new bureaucracies, to shift limited funds, to me, it's really anti-conservative.
Hoynes is a social studies teacher at Glenbrook North High School in suburban Chicago. Hoynes says he's disappointed about what's not in the National Party's platform as well, namely alternatives to standardized testing and commitment to smaller class size. The state GOP platform does not take a stance on vouchers or merit pay. From the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Hundreds of schoolchildren and their parents are gathering on Chicago's South Side to begin their mass school boycott of the city's school system. Buses are lined up to take them to Winnetka, where they'll attempt to enroll in the more affluent schools in the northern suburb. State Senator James Meeks is organizing the boycott, which is intended to draw attention to funding disparities in Illinois public schools. Parents say they're willing to keep their children out of their normal schools for as long as it takes to get state action on the funding issue. Gilly Beal brought her 12-year-old grandson and says she just wants him to have the same access to teaching materials as suburban children. Indiana's public schools next year will largely no longer be able to charge tuition for transfer students who live in other districts. Schools have charged the parents of such students as much as $5,000 a year, but an unintended consequence of the state's new property tax law has some worried about schools being tempted to recruit top students or athletes. Indiana University education researcher Terry Spradlin tells the Indianapolis Star that he expects many gray areas as schools decide which transfer students to accept, including whether to enroll any at all. Senate Tax Committee Chairman Luke Kenley of Noblesville said he expected the legislature to take a serious look at the issue. He says it's not fair to foist such a major change on schools from an accidental change in the law. Several reform groups will call for the repeal of Indiana's property taxes when a legislative committee holds a hearing later this month. The interim study committee will hear testimony on the issue at the State House on September 10th. Indiana Property Tax Repeal Alliance Chairman John Price says property tax restructuring passed last year will have only a cosmetic approach. But Senate Tax Chairman Luke Kenley says property taxes on homeowners are down an average of 39% statewide this year from 2007 in the 55 counties that have sent out bills so far. Both major party candidates for governor say they want further property tax reform, but neither has announced a proposal to eliminate property taxes. The last of 8 people injured over the weekend in a chemical spill at an East St. Louis plant has been treated and released from a St. Louis County hospital. The victims were working at the Rocor plant in East St. Louis when a chemical spilled. Authorities say a container of a hazardous light powder broke open while being loaded Saturday, contaminating the workers. Authorities are certain the chemical was nitroaniline, a highly toxic chemical that can cause serious breathing problems and even death. The organizers of Chicago's bid for the 2016 Summer Olympic Games are turning to Northern Indiana's hotels for help in the Windy City's campaign to land the Games. A representative for Chicago 2016 met this week with Northern Indiana's tourism leaders of Porter, LaPorte, Elkhart, St. Joseph, Kosciuszko, and Marshall counties. Tourism Bureau leaders say the Olympic official explained how vital Northern Indiana will be to helping secure the Olympic bid. Under International Olympic Committee rules, there must be 60,000 hotel rooms secured for the thousands of workers, sponsors, and media who would turn out for the Games. With about 42,000 rooms already committed, Chicago's Olympic Committee needs an additional 18,000 rooms as they prepare the city's bid package. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
Coming up on 9:35 Central, we check in with Ed Keyser. Good morning.
Good morning.
one more hot and humid day. In fact, so hot that we should mention that one school district in the area, Prairie View Ogden Schools, is letting out at 205 today because of the heat, but we'll get a break from that soon.
Yeah, we will. Today will be the one hot day this week. I think we'll be cooler after today due to cloud cover and actually some rain. And during the month of August, officially at the Illinois State Water Survey, only 78 hundredths of an inch of rain and the average 4.37. So you can do the math as to just what a big deficit we had. And if you don't like doing math, I guess we could tell you that we were 3.59 inches below average for the month of August. That's a pretty hefty deficit. And another way to look at it is you could take the 0.78 and divide it by the 4.37 average, and we could tell you we were only a little bit under 18% of average for rainfall for the month of August. But of course, August was just a very dry month after a couple of